This is Amy.
And this is Lizia.
And you're listening to The Therapy Project. It is our last episode of season 3.
Yay!
Episode 30.
Whoa.
That's so crazy.
That's a lot of episodes.
I know. How do we have so much to talk about?
We like to talk, clearly.
For the last episode of season 3, we decided to do something special. So we are going to film a video for our Instagram, so for IGTV.
We're going to be eating food, playing a game, and just chatting.
Yeah.
Hopefully you guys like that form of content. I don't know.
Yeah. And maybe we can do more of it because we will be taking a longer break after this season because we don't want to film in Christmas.
Yes. We'd like a Christmas break.
Yeah.
So we might like maybe do some vlogs.
Yeah, we'll see.
Yeah, no idea what we're doing.
So this episode is just a recap of the past season and some Q&As as well because we've had a few people ask us about the whole podcasting process. So yeah, we just thought maybe the last ep we will answer those questions for you guys.
Yeah. So here's some questions that we've compiled from just questions that you've asked us over time. Hmm. Wait, but just before that, let's recap.
Oh yes. Okay.
The past season.
So the past season, I feel like definitely more chill, like more relaxed.
100%.
Like we weren't, I mean, season 1 and season 2, we were very, it was like fresh and new. We were so like organized and structured and we wanted everything to be planned out perfectly.
I reckon season 1, it was like you could hear excitement and it was a little bit, not messy, but like it was just excited.
Yeah.
Season 2 was to make us not as excited. We were prepared, like over prepared.
Yeah, we were like reading our script.
Yeah, and then now it's kind of like we've swung into that balance of like energy, but also like
chit chat.
Yeah.
Obviously, our Instagram has been missing. No, but that's
We'll do catch up.
Yeah.
We'll do catch up.
It's okay. But yeah, I think this season has been a lot more, I don't know, I just feel more natural when filming it and when I'm editing it. It didn't take me as long. Like I only spent an hour editing, I think. Yeah, because our speech improved a lot, so there wasn't too much for me to edit.
I agree. Yeah. I feel like how we talk is more intentional and we don't speak so fast because we're not as excited. No, we are excited, but as
yes, we are excited.
The excitement doesn't take over.
Yeah. Mm. Our favourite episode of season 3.
Oh, do you want to guess mine?
Okay. Let me look at our episodes. Fuck, I don't know. I feel like it could be Big Family vs. Family.
No.
The Dark Side of Social
Media. I have a few, but you just happen to choose
that. Time Capsule.
I really like the Time Capsule episode. I think that's such a cute thing for us to start. Mm. Also really like Meet the Fam episode.
Damn it. That was so close.
Yeah.
You're really one close of the family
episodes. Yeah, I really like our Meet the Fam episode. I thought it was really, really nice, really sweet. And yeah, I like listening to it. What's your favorite?
My favorite was probably Facing Career Crossroads.
Oh, yeah.
I also liked a series of unfortunate events.
Yes, that. I love that.
That was funny.
I really want to do another, like a part 2 in season 4.
But I struggled to remember my series of unfortunate events because I have really shit memory.
Yeah, but you have a lot of moments.
Yeah, I do.
Sad
I had to ask my brother. Yeah, and I was like, wow.
Mine just popped out. Yeah. Left, right, and center. I had so many spare.
Yeah, what about your favorite episode of like the whole podcast?
Oh, that's a hard one.
I know.
Oh no, I don't. I like them for different reasons.
Yeah. Yeah.
I can't actually pick a favorite. That's helpful.
I think the episode that received the best feedback was Finding Career Directions in our 20s.
Yeah.
A lot of people actually messaged us. Mm. A lot of people we don't know actually messaged us saying like that really helped them.
Yeah.
And it was just really nice to hear that our experiences and our lessons are also touching other people's hearts.
Yeah, and that they can relate to us. How about we discuss some of the learnings we've had over recording in terms of like podcasting?
Okay. I think we can't do 2 episodes in one day.
Oh my
goodness. Like we can't record 2.
Nah.
No energy level just dies after 1.
Yeah. I'm not sure if like we have energy problems or like just recording 2 episodes. I find once we start recording the second episode, our energy is so different from the first episode because like we get energetic whilst recording and then we get excited and then we lose our energy later.
Mm.
and then we can't get it back. And then we need to sleep and like start again, you know?
Yeah.
Even if we take a nap.
Yeah.
It doesn't work. It has to be another day.
Yeah.
Maybe our brains are fried.
I don't know. I feel like it's just because we put so much effort in.
Mm, the first one.
Like the first one and preparing it.
There's still a lot of stuff that goes on the fly. Mm. So.
What else did we learn?
Oh, that we have to plan. So planning is like essential, I feel like.
Mm.
And like best if it's on another day, maybe like two days before, 3 days before, sit down, type out all the notes, map out the episode.
So if we pick a subject or a topic to talk about, we actually call each other and we have that conversation
there.
Like we discuss what our thoughts are about that topic. Mm. It's not just like planning the episode. We actually have a conversation about it and we discuss it.
Yeah.
And we actually analyze, the topic.
Mm.
And it usually takes like 2 hours, 3 hours over the phone.
Always. But I guess on to questions that everyone's asked us. Maybe we'll actually, there's a question that was on that about like planning and like how does the prep process work?
Mm-hmm.
So maybe we'll speak more about that. Basically, for the episodes, another question. I guess we'll combine this. Like, how do we get our episode ideas and how do we prep them? And then how's that whole process go? Yeah. So maybe we'll just talk about that whole process because a lot of questions surrounding that.
Yeah.
First question. So the first question is like, how do we get inspired? Okay, maybe where do we get our ideas from, right?
Yeah.
So depending if it's like something that's going on in our life, maybe we'll watch something or we had a really interesting conversation with someone else and we start discussing between the two of us that topic.
Yeah.
And then because we've been inspired by that topic, we jot it down into our shared doc, Google Doc.
Yeah.
And then that's kind of like our draft.
Yeah.
And then if it's like really, if we're really passionate about it, I feel like we prep a little bit about that and like what kind of explore the options of what we can do with that topic.
Like if we picked a topic and we're exploring it and we're trying to, I guess, have a conversation about it and we're finding that we're struggling to talk about it.
Yeah. Like it can't be a full episode.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Then we just won't do it. Like we won't half-ass it.
Yeah. We'll scrap it. Or even if I bring back an idea that I'm feeling super inspired about, I bring it forward and Ames is like, okay, yeah, that's a great idea, but like you're not feeling it, then we'll scrap it. Same if Ames like finds an idea and I'm not feeling it, then we scrap it.
Because obviously this podcast is both of us. So if one of us is not experienced or haven't experienced it or just not feeling it, then we find it really hard to talk about it just because we can't bounce off each other's.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel like, that's true. Like, it's like a shared podcast, right? And it's like our voices together. Our friends sometimes help us with ideas.
Yeah, that's true.
But then again, that goes through the process of, are we both feeling it? Yeah. Can we map out a good enough episode idea? Is enough content? Is it entertaining enough? Or helpful? Is it serving a purpose that aligns with what we want it to do? If it doesn't, then we'll just scrap it.
We also have like a ideas bank that we keep in our Google Doc just in case. We do have those days where we just cannot, like even when we scrap a topic, we struggle really hard to then think of another one.
Yes.
So we do have an idea bank. But this season we forgot about it.
Yeah,
we didn't. It wasn't until like our last, I mean, like, we planned our last episode when we scrolled all the way down. We're like, wait, we have an ideas bank, and these ideas are great.
Yeah, that's funny. I do feel like most of this stuff is the stuff that we're going through.
Yeah,
and
yeah,
100%. It's definitely surrounding the conversations that we're having.
So, like we said, we call each other throughout the week, and we prep it. And then on Saturdays, Lucia comes to my place, and we record.
So, we have a microphone that's attached to her PC, and then we're using Audacity as the medium to record everything. This is also the application that Amy uses to edit. So Amy's in charge of all the editing. So she gets to listen to our voices and conversations 1,000 times.
And hopefully we have the budget to buy a like full-on headset with our individual mics. Max. But for now, I mean, for the past three seasons, we've just been using one mic.
Yeah,
it's been working.
Yeah, our heads are quite close. It's okay. We're comfortable. Yeah. We're comfortable.
So close to each other.
And then, once Amy finishes editing, we use Anchor FM, which is a podcast distributor.
Website.
Thingy-mally. And that just gets sent to all these different types of places where you can hear it. So Spotify, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Breaker or something.
Yeah, there's quite a few platforms.
And then that's when you guys listen to the episode.
Yeah, and we come up with the description.
Oh, yes.
Probably like the night before.
Generally, yeah, moments before you post. Yeah. We're like, crap, what's the title? Yeah. Crap, what's the description? Yeah. And we're editing each other's ideas. Mm-hmm. And
then we schedule it for 8 a.m.
on Tuesdays, yes. Australian Eastern Standard Time. Another question that we were asked was, how do we manage our time to do everything plus podcasting as well? How do you manage your time, Amy?
I feel like just knowing that we both want to do this and we both are passionate about this project, mm-hmm. and actually setting time out or make time for this thing, mm-hmm. is really important. Like, it's not like we can just, I don't know, if I'm not passionate about it, obviously I won't make time for it. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I don't know, it's part of my routine now.
Mm. I feel like for us, podcasting fits well in terms of timing with our schedule. Like, yeah, we have, like, say, Oztag, we have our own, like, health stuff, our own hobbies, plus work, but we can still fit podcasting in as well. We also have, like, scheduled days that we know. So generally, I would say, like, isn't it, like, Thursday nights? Wednesday, Thursday nights, we would...
One of the nights.
Yeah, yeah, we would discuss the episode, and then we record on Saturdays, and then Amy's generally editing on Sunday and Monday.
Yeah.
And so those kind of days are already set out. So, it's, like, part of our schedule now. I think we would have to manage it better if there was more stuff going on.
Yeah.
But I feel like...
I think it's okay.
Yeah.
Because, like, especially now when we're just... Well, I'm working from home.
Mm.
I can set Mondays out to work from home and mm-hmm. edit, like, spend 1 hour just editing and then work at the same time or, like, after, which is good.
Another question is, what is or was the hardest thing of podcasting?
Like we said before, sometimes coming up with a topic, if we're not happy about a certain topic, coming up with another topic is sometimes a struggle. We do get, like, creative block.
Get that so much.
Yeah.
It's like, I remember, like, a few times where we just couldn't. I'm like, you know what, we'll just park it here, revisit it, like, another time. And maybe on my drive home, or, like, when you're sitting in the toilet or something, like...
Why am I sitting
I don't know. Sometimes I, like, message me on the toilet. He's messaging me on the toilet. I don't know why that was the first image of you messaging me was when you're on the toilet.
I'm so sorry.
No, that's not it.
But, yeah, that's... Well, so, like, an idea will pop up.
Just randomly.
And
yeah.
And then we'll just go from there.
But I definitely do think it's helpful when we're bouncing off ideas. So sometimes, like, the description, for example, like, how to start, or, like, what's the best way to go about it. Like, I need you just to throw out random words and then I can use that word and go off it.
Mm, yeah.
Yeah, but definitely. If you're not throwing me out words, then I got nothing to work with.
Another difficult thing.
Social media. I'll say they're posting as well. I think that's a bit tough, because I think our original plan was to post, like, 2 or 3 times a week. But that honestly wasn't very sustainable, given... It's just so much content creating that my brain hurt. Like, yeah, like, the titles and descriptions and, like, episode ideas and mapping out episodes. And then, like, 3 descriptions or, like, captions the images themselves and the quotes, for example. Like, that was Siebes. And then I just was Siebes. And then, yeah. Amy didn't really care either.
I know.
She's like, that's okay. But, yeah, I think, are we able to do it again once we stop podcasting and then do that catch-up like I did for season 2?
For me, I think editing sometimes does get a bit frustrating when, like, if I'm trying to cut out something and then I realize it doesn't make sense if I cut that, like, it's just, you know, fiddly stuff. It's very just really annoying.
Intricate.
Mm. And sometimes if I cut it out and it doesn't connect properly with, like, something else, it sounds like...
I reckon some of our earlier episodes were like that, because we had to cut out choppy. So much. Actually, that's a good question to connect to. And someone else also asked, are our episodes recorded in one take?
Yes, they are.
Long story short, yes. But we do redo certain answers.
Mm.
So if I was, like, answering something and my thoughts were mixed up, then I will just, like, pause and then say it again.
Yeah.
And then that
and
way.
And then I'll delete, like, I'll cut it out. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, but we do sit here and record a whole episode.
Yes.
And then sometimes we do pause it in between.
To reflect thoughts.
Yeah, and then start it again.
Mm.
But yeah.
It's all in one take. Another question. How long do you guys think you guys will be doing podcasting for?
Well, hopefully, I don't know.
I don't know either.
I'm just worried that we're going to run out of topics to talk, like.
I don't think we would.
Yeah, I don't know.
I mean, maybe. Well, because, like, okay, given the fact that most of these episodes are surrounding the things that we're talking about, that suggests that we won't be able to talk to each other in 5 years.
Oh, yeah, that is true. Like, I guess our experiences
always gonna change.
Is going to be different.
Yeah.
And that will be another topic to talk about and another topic to talk about.
Allah. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, this is more like a diary for us, like a journal, and then, like, it tracks our progress. So probably
a while.
I mean, we did have, if you listen to Time Capsule episode 29, we did have future goals for the therapy project to be a platform for people to come together and search for growth and, you know, life coaching. So
we must continue.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I can definitely see us doing it. I think the only thing that would stop us is if one of us moved overseas.
But I feel like maybe towards the future we might slow down each episode, like maybe it won't be every week, maybe it'll be like
fortnightly.
Every 2 weeks, or even like once a month if our schedules get really busy. But I think we still make time, so yeah.
I think so too. Yeah, very like up in the air, but I feel like we both are quite passionate about it, and yeah, it's just us anyway. It doesn't take too much effort in a way. Like, it does, but it doesn't. And it's fun. We don't know when, but for a long time, we think.
Yeah.
Another question that is, what are you mostly looking forward to once COVID, I guess, disappears and everything's back to normal?
Well, Lucy is definitely traveling.
Yeah, 100%. I don't really think COVID's going to disappear, but, hopefully when traveling bans are lifted a little bit, or like traveling bubbles, I would love to travel.
I just want to go to Southeast Asia.
Once New Zealand opens, we should go.
Yeah.
Definitely travel for both of us.
Yeah. I honestly miss going out, though.
Like, oh, my God.
I just want to, like, dancing.
Me too.
Drunk.
Me too.
Drunk dancing.
I love that.
Yeah.
I do that in my room now. But I'm not drunk dancing.
Alcoholic.
Excuse me. More so, like, just, like, music and just, like, just chilling. Like,
wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Last question that we've received from you guys is, do you think podcasting has improved your friendship?
I think 100%, yes.
200%.
Yeah. Okay.
Soul's competitive. I did one up there.
Yeah, it definitely has. Like, I mean, we're forced. Well, not forced, but like we do have the responsibility.
Like, we talk a lot. We're always talking to each other. Even though Amy seems to always miss my calls these days.
No, fuck. But then, and then you message me and I'm like, I'll just
answer
you.
Yeah.
But yeah.
I think podcasting has created a safe space for us. Like, the both of us, I feel like podcasting has helped us put this like expectation on each other that's like reciprocated. That's like, okay, we're gonna be understanding of each other, we're gonna guide one another, and it's like a very big partnership that has been developed because of podcasting. And obviously that's definitely gonna improve your friendship.
Our goals are aligned, especially with this podcast. We work together to try to build something for each other, and that again also improves our friendship. And we feel like even if we do get in quarrels, which we really don't that much.
I think we have,
like,
disagreements, but then we understand each other's side. The only reason why we would get into a disagreement is probably because of our emotions. Maybe someone's tired, someone's hangry.
Yeah. Definitely. I feel like this project is like our baby. And like, we can't, even if we're divorced, like, we still have this project to look after.
I also feel like we're very much on the same team.
Yeah,
like, no matter what, we're just on the same team.
Yeah,
I don't know, I feel like that in life as well. Definitely, I reckon it's like being facilitated by the podcast.
Also, we're learning as well, like, we're learning the same sort of lessons, and like, even if I have experienced a certain situation more or less than what, like, you've experienced, like, you teaching me and then me teaching you, it sort of like helps us grow and, like, again, understand each other a lot more.
It's really good. Definitely didn't expect it. I guess, wait, did I? I don't know. I didn't even think about that. Let's make a podcast to be closer. Like,
yeah, no, that wasn't our intention.
Yeah.
Like, we just wanted to share.
Yeah.
And listen back and be like, wow.
You went through this shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, just like thinking about it now. Like, it's so, wow. I can't believe, like, we did this. Like, we started this and it's like 3 seasons down and so much has changed. Yeah. But like,
I know, I'm so excited to listen back to this when we're like
like 2 years
later. Oh, yes.
And be like, wow.
That's crazy.
That was the last question. If you guys want to know more or have like any more questions, then just message us.
Yeah, we love chatting to you guys. But as we said earlier, this season break will be a little longer. We don't actually have a date set in mind as to when season 4 is going to start again. But because it's our first TTP Christmas, we wanted to be doing more content on IGTV. So, as I mentioned earlier, like maybe little vlogs or challenges, gaming or baking videos. We can do like Christmas baking stuff.
Yeah, that'd be so cute.
If you haven't already, follow us on Instagram. Our handle is
the.therapy.project_. We will be posting the announcement of when we're returning for season 4. So keep your eyes peeled.
We hope you guys have a great Christmas break. This is really early wishing you Christmas.
Yeah, a month away.
It's like almost 1.5 months away. Yeah.
How exciting though.
Yes. So Merry Christmas for 1.5 months.
So this basically wraps up our last episode of season 3. Yay.
And we'll catch you in the next season. Bye.